Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, dating can be hard, and it's kind of interesting. They ask girls, what old-fashioned dating moves would you love to see men bring back? Okay?
All right.
So they said dress to impress. I think the guys have dressed down here the past few years, so go ahead and dress it up a little bit, fellas.
They've dressed down everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Pajamas in Walmart, pajamas in schools.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Pajamas at church.
Are you serious?
No.
I've seen close enough.
Well, they always try to wear good-looking pajamas, though.
Oh, yeah, they're nice. I like them.
Old-school dating moves that the girls like to see the men bring back, getting to know each other the old-fashioned way instead of stalking us on our social media profiles.
That's never going to change.
I know. That's part of the dating ritual now.
And who admits to stalking? You do it without, you just hope you don't accidentally like a picture.
I see that you went on a trip 4 years ago. How'd that go? Did you enjoy it?
Gives you something to talk about.
All right, and the girls said they'd love to see the men bring back the first date gifts.
I've never heard of that.
Me either.
Like when you would bring, like, flowers was one of the number one things you can bring to a woman and pick them.
Can I just add an appetizer to the meal?
Well, yes. You could do that if you wanted to. First date gifts. So,
what? I mean, you were saying they were going to eat them, right?
Huh?
You said an appetizer.
Can I just add an appetizer to our dinner?
I thought you said, what is that, an appetizer to the meal? And I'm like, wow, they are really vegan.
Instead of flowers, we'll get the appetizer and the meal.
I just thought they were eating the flowers.
We're not getting both.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's some of the gifts, like you think about chocolates. You think about Valentine's Day, stuff like that. But a first date gift would be flowers. They mentioned chocolates, which you could find like one of those assorted boxes of.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. There's so too many things that can go wrong with a first date gift.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you're basically too needy at that point.
Mm.
Just go and be a gentleman or show that you're a respectable person.
Or watch her have some intense allergy.
Right.
And you're like, I got you these peanut butter chocolates. Well, and she's like,
you can do your research before, you know, find out something about.
You just said we can't.
Stalker.
No.
Got it.
You're going to talk to the person before you go out with them, right?
Who needs to? I stalked them first.
Okay. Say not necessarily.
Okay. So the flower, you know what? You can pick something up from the convenience store on the way there. Like, here's a Slim Jim, one rose.
I'm going to officially recommend against this.
And a potato wedge. They are delicious.
Yeah,
by
they
the
are.
Way. Also, a little stuffed animal, a little stuffed bear or something you can take on a first date.
I feel like as a first date, that's too much.
I feel like I want to know who said that they wanted this. I feel like it's the old fashioned, the people that believe in old fashioned ways. I think a lot of women today would find that probably offensive.
Really?
What?
With a little teddy bear?
I don't believe
so. I was thinking of you. Here's a teddy bear.
I would love a little teddy bear. Also, isn't the whole point of this is things we want to bring back? Like it's all old-fashioned stuff that we're bringing back?
Yeah, that's what the women said they would like to get like a first date gift.
I don't believe it. I'm serious. I've got my wife like a teddy bear after we've been dating for 2 or 3 months. I don't think that's something you start off with.
They say a mini scented candle is something, but they may not like that smell.
That's tough.
Okay, here's one for you. A book of a favorite author. Like, you must really get to know them. And then, for me, if I got a book from somebody, first day, I got great homework. Like, gotta read. How many months do I have to read this?
This is just one of many if you get married. I don't want to read.
Their favorite, coffee or tea? You can do that. Yeah. Here's K-cups. You know, you got the different flavors. Assorted K-cups for you.
Just bring her one K-cup.
They said a doodle notepad or a journal. You can write down just how pathetic this is.
Right. Exactly. Dear diary, this date is off to a horrible start.
They gave me a journal, more homework to do. And then a sincere card or a handwritten message is something that they said that they would enjoy. You can get them a box of cheese, maybe a cheese of the month. Would be good.
Really?
All right. You know what? You guys don't want to give them. And how about just give them a noogie? Like just grab them a headlock.
How about not?
Here's a little date noogie for you.
How about that one rose? Here's one rose.
Yeah, that's good. Like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You've been selected.
Okay.
I like that. Or you could show up and be like, hey, I've scheduled us a nice dinner at some place, and we're going to go out and enjoy it, and you pay for the dinner, and that's a good date.
Or you could just show up with something that was on their Amazon list. Hey, I noticed you, because it's made public.
Now we're talking.
There you go. I noticed you wanted this scarf.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, there was a very interesting situation in the news a couple of days ago. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth called for a meeting of all the top brass in the military. And there was a lot of speculation as to what that meeting was going to be about. Well, it turns out, depending on which news you get your or which source you get your news from, it was either a much needed call for the military to get back in shape or a horrible, horrible thing that is dangerous to all of us. But what he said was that, especially behind the scenes with the generals and the colonels and the high up people, they didn't need to be out of shape.
Oh.
That if you're in the military and you're some colonel or five-star general or whatever they all are, that you needed to give an example to the men below
right.
you, that you shouldn't be walking around the halls obese, morbidly obese, not following the personal training rules.
Because aren't they like a manager and like in a restaurant when your team needs your help, you step in to help them?
Well, I don't know how that part works with the military, but I know that they're setting an example for the troops and that they're supposed to stay in shape too, mm-hmm. according to this speech.
Yeah.
But I actually got a hold of some of the information because I was curious to see exactly what he had said to these colonels and five-star generals. And I don't know how, like I said, it could be I don't know what the difference of colonels and generals and all it is. I just know these guys are the ones who are running the armed forces for us.
Yeah.
And he said that these are some of the things Pete Hegseth said are signs that you may be too fat to still be in the military.
Uh-oh.
If you replace the water in your canteen with gravy, that could be a sign that you need to readdress your fitness.
Yeah.
If you get winded saluting...
My arm gets tired.
Tired out there.
You sit down and take a break.
If you thought the historical phrase was, don't fire until you see the whites of their eggs. Remember back in the revolution.
Yeah.
Don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes.
Yeah, that part I got. I didn't get the eggs part.
Well, it's because they're eating. They're hungry. They always think everything's about food.
Yeah.
Instead of Tin Hut, you yell, Pizza Hut. you're known for saying, give me liberty or give me two double cheeseburgers.
Oh, boy.
If your lobster bib is made of Kevlar. I mean, that makes some sense.
It does.
If you'll only take orders from General So and Colonel Sanders. you tell your troops there are three ways of doing things in my army, the right way, the wrong way, and Subway. If you think your helmet is an upside-down ice cream bowl.
Mm. Oh, that's smart.
That's like the baseball fields. They serve the ice cream in a little small baseball hat.
Yeah.
If you yell drop and give me 20 McNuggets. If you once went AWOL to go to Applebee's. And they said also, finally, if you think the national anthem ends with ba-bum-bum-bum-ba-bum, I'm loving it. You may be too fat to still be in the military.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I certainly don't know enough about all this stuff to know about the politics of it, but I do think it was interesting that he called out these generals and colonels for not maintaining their fitness standards over the years.
See, but I feel like once you make it to a certain degree, it's like this is what you can achieve once you make it to where I am
kind of
thing.
So you think they were setting a good example.
It's like the colonels and the generals, they've been at the desk job at that point.
Right.
Yeah, they're sitting at the desk now because you don't really see any, overweight Army guys out there.
No, they're doing the personal training.
And if you do have a chunkier Army guy and you're going, you know, to storm that castle or whatever you're storming, you want the bigger guy in the front.
Yeah. Oh, man. that would be punishment enough. If you're overweight, you're leading the charge.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What activities do you have where you make a noise to show approval? They've done some research on that. It's like the vocalization or verbal cues where you are showing approval. For example, one of the number one things they say is when you're eating food. It could be your mama's meatloaf. It could be a cake or something. You're like, that is so good. You know.
You know, the food noises like that, I don't know what it is. It triggers something in my brain not well. Like, I don't like when people do that.
Okay, when someone's eating your cake and you're going,
I'm like, golly, calm down.
You know, before I caught diabetes, I would drink a soda like a Coke.
Yeah.
And I would drink and I'd be like,
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I can identify with that.
I agree.
But I mean, I don't think it's people that are doing it on purpose. It's the people that, you know, like, man, that's good, Mom. Thanks.
That's normal. Okay. I can handle that.
But if you're going,
I can see how that might get on your nerves.
Yeah.
Now, also, as a parent, a lot of times I will grunt when my children do something and I give them approval. Yeah.
Is that like when they're doing or getting their homework done or a project done or something?
No, it'd be more like when they come in and they show you, like, oh, look, Dad, I bought this at the store today. I'm like,
Okay, well, let's stick with the normal ones.
That's
that everybody
normal?
Does.
Okay. How about at a concert?
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah. You'll be making a noise of approval. Or
you're making fun of me?
But everybody does
woo-hoo.
That. Not everybody goes,
woohoo! Yeah. Fireworks show, you're going, ooh.
Okay. All right, Tom.
We're starting to sound stupid on all of these.
A lot of these are like at a meeting, like you're in agreement with whatever the boss is saying or someone's saying, like, So you make a noise there.
Or when that person is like, do you have any questions? And the person raises their hand, you're like, put your hand down.
Yeah.
Shh.
Or when someone does raise their hand, you're like, oh.
Yep.
That's disapproval noise that you're making.
What she was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another one of disapproval is like when you are bending down to pick something up that you dropped or something.
What about the things you don't intentionally do? Like I was putting my son to sleep last night and I finally got him to sleep and I go to turn and my knee goes, pow, and pops so loud it woke him up.
Yeah.
And then I went, oh.
That's your knee making a noise. That's not you verbally.
I mean, I
noise.
Did afterwards because I was disappointed in my old joints.
That was a cuss word. That we can't discuss those here on the show.
I did not. I'm a lady hawk most of the time.
Hey, speaking of that one, at church, you make some noises when you're in agreement with the preacher. Yeah.
Or when he says, I got another chapter to read. Oh.
No, that's disapproval again. We're talking about approval.
Okay, my bad.
You're like, preach it. Yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's one for you. After a hard day's work, you come home, you take your bra off, you plop down on the couch.
Yeah.
Or you get up in the morning. Well, no, this is another negative. Never mind.
I don't see why you can't do both.
Yeah. I know. It's very strict.
Your alarm goes off. Oh!
Okay. you can do both if you want
to. That hurt my throat.
And people say they make, okay, when you're getting a massage, you give an approval because some kind of noise.
You have to be careful there.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
No? Okay. Well, my massage therapist thinks it's weird, too. So. Yeah.
That's almost creepy.
No, it's not almost.
It's true. Thank you.
But you know what? It is one thing, like if your spouse or someone's giving you like a massage, a shoulder massage, you're sitting there and they come up behind you and give you a massage. You're like, oh, yeah. But if you did it at a massage therapist, that would be weird.
Funny.
Kato, this sounds like a torture Tuesday.
I need a massage, too. I'll be willing. If y'all pay for the massage, I'll make noises.
I know what. We're going to send you. You know where you get your hair washed? We're going to send you out to get your hair washed, and you make some noises. That would be funny.
That is so peaceful. I am always like, don't fall asleep, don't fall asleep. Because I'm telling you, the only sound I make is snoring half the time.
But if you were going, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't you hate when they talk to you? Like, you know, they're washing your hair, and that's the best feeling when they're rubbing your hair. And they were like, so how you been?
Yeah, like, let me enjoy this moment.
I had a massage therapist talk to me.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, Cato, I listen to you all the time. And I'm like, I think I'm going to get dressed now.
They were like, you are so tense.
Yeah. I expected your body to be better than this.
Yeah. And you know what? His was like, oh.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a crank call with Thelma Hollister.
Oh.
Yep, she's got a complaint that I can't believe it's not butter company this morning. You know, when you open the lids on some butters, they have like, it looks like the symbol of motherhood.
What does that even mean?
Well, you know.
No.
The little containers.
Yeah, the little containers, the two containers, the two cups, if you will, the symbol of motherhood. Yeah. Yeah.
No idea.
Well, you said it just a while ago.
Okay, I thought you might explain it.
Well, I don't know if I should. I thought it would be pretty apparent.
It's not.
Apparent.
Yeah.
It's motherhood.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to go buy a container today.
Just to look to see if
I
it looks
just
like
look in the store and
a
put
woman's
it back
body
on.
Part, is what I'm saying.
I got you.
Okay.
He just wants me to say boobies.
You know,
well, there
why.
It is.
But that's what Thelma's complaining about this morning, so we thought we'd call that company. I have a complaint that my butter doesn't look correct.
Thank you for calling I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. To hear about the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter family of products, please press 1. To speak with an I Can't Believe It's Not Butter representative, please press 2.
I can't believe it's not butter. I spread it on my toast.
Good afternoon. I can't believe it's not butter. Consumer Services. May I have your name, please?
Yes. My name's Thelma Hollister. Hollister. And I need to talk to the Consumer Complaints Department.
I can help you. How may I help you, Ms. Hollister?
Well, I'm so glad you answered. I am 83 years old. I have 13 lovely grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
God bless.
There are a lot of people say that. But I live at the Golden Age Retirement Home here, and we do a lot of charity activities. Mm-hmm. Like last year on a National Alzheimer's Day, we gave out forget-me-not bouquets. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wish that this phone call was to praise your product and praise you, but we're highly upset about the I cannot believe it's not butter.
Why is that?
Butter. Well, it comes in the two tubs there, you see. And are you aware of what shape your I can't believe it's not butter is in when you first open it? You have the two cups there.
Yes.
And it resembles the symbol of motherhood.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, the reason we noticed this is we were sitting around at the dinner table at the home here, at the Golden Age home. And Oscar Hillham, he's 89. He's kind of a crotchety and old. But we noticed as he was trying to open the package of two I cannot believe it's not butter.
Right.
It was almost like he was undoing a woman's brassiere. His hands were kind of trembling and shaking. And he removed the top and he was looking at the two cups of the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. And that resembles motherhood. And he yelled, "Oh, Dolly." To quite frankly, for us elderly folk, it was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Can I have your the barcode on the product that you have there?
Yeah,
please?
I don't have the barcode. It is yellow, though, on the top. It says, "I Can't Believe It's Not Butter."
Right, and it's two tubs, right?
Yeah, two tubs.
All right. But you don't have the product with you.
I have one of them right here in front of me.
All right, what is
See, I can open it up.
What is the date on there? Can you see the date around the top, please?
See, you look in there, and it looks like the symbol of motherhood.
Well, I'm certainly going to pick.
Have you seen the tops of them when you open them?
I can't. Yes, I have.
It kind of looks like, you know.
Well, I never really thought of it that way, but I'll certainly pass your comments on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We think this is exploiting women's features in advertising.
Right, and I did get that from what you said. And that's why
you think maybe you could change the packaging or something?
I'm certainly going to pass it on.
Yeah.
That's all I can do is I will pass on your comment.
You know, your saying is, "I can't believe it's not butter." It should say, "I can't believe it's not a booby."
All right. Well, I'll pass that on, all right?
So yeah.
I do thank you for your concern.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, is there a place by chance that we could come down via and protest or something?
No.
Do you have an area where we could walk around and carry signs and stuff?
Not that I know of.
If you have a cafeteria, we could come down there and you could have some hot lunches for us.
Right.
If you could prepare that for us. We're all low sodium, though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but except Ella Mae Conley, she'd like... Okay. She had enough of the Thelma shenanigans there, didn't she?
Yeah.
All right, that's your crank call this week on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.